This fall, Tacoma voters face two proposals to hike the minimum wage. The first measure would bump the minimum to $15 an hour this year, but the Tacoma City Council's out with a competing plan. That one would hike the minimum to $12 over the next 2 years. Kathleen Cooper has been covering the story for the Tacoma News Tribune.
This started with a citizens group, really local people who were active in the push for paid sick leave last fall. And during that process, many of them also advocated for raising the minimum wage to $15. And they presented a petition requesting that to the city council that contained about 1,000 signatures, if not more. And they felt like they didn't get any response. And so they formed 15 Now Tacoma in December of last year. And there was a lot of fear from business community and other places here that this was somehow an outside group that was trying to push their issue onto Tacoma. And that turned out to not be the case. The 15 Now Tacoma is a group of local, politically active people, but they're just regular people who live here in town.
So it's not Kshama Sawant busing down there and
it's
and
not, no. I mean, I think the group here would say that they paid close attention to what happened in Seattle and SeaTac, and have, in fact, they said they tried to craft their measure here in Tacoma to be more effective than they felt like the Seattle and SeaTac measures were. They wanted it to happen faster than SeaTac and Seattle.
How are the Tacoma measures different from the measure that passed up here in Seattle?
It's the 15 Now Tacoma measure is vastly different simply because it goes into effect quickly and it affects almost all businesses equally. There's no provision for size of business or time frame. The $12 measure goes into effect over 2 years, over 24 months, but it also affects all businesses. There is no provision for differences based on size of business.
So what sort of pushback are you getting down in Tacoma on the idea of raising the minimum wage?
There isn't really anymore. The debate has really shifted to not whether to raise it, but by how much to raise it.
I was looking at some recent articles about Tacoma and Seattle, comparing the two, and basically the conclusion seemed to be that the economic boom in Seattle had been a little bit more robust recently than what you've seen down in Tacoma. How is the economy affecting the support, especially for this alternative $12 an hour measure?
I think that's a big factor in the business community particularly. There's really no comparison between Seattle's economy and Tacoma's, and many, if not most, of the businesses here in Tacoma are significantly smaller than what you find in Seattle. And so many of the business owners point that out and are concerned that they don't have, frankly, the bandwidth to absorb such a radically higher rate in their wage overnight. They also point out that even if the measure in Tacoma was identical to what was passed in Seattle, Seattle's allowed a lot more time for the businesses there to comply.
And how do the activists behind 15 Now respond to that?
Their feeling is that the Seattle measure took too long. Their feeling is a sense of urgency based on people who earn minimum wage and have a hard time living their life, and they believe that 15 Now is the minimum of what would be needed to help them live their life.
And we had a 15 Now movement, but we didn't end up with 15 Now here in Seattle. How soon would this $15 an hour increase go into effect if that one passes?
Based on the way the initiative is written, the city attorney for Tacoma has determined that it would go into effect on December 4th.
December 4th of this year?
December 4th of this year.
So 15 super now.
Yes.
What percentage do you know or numbers of people who would be affected by either wage increase?
This is another data point that's almost impossible, practically impossible to determine. There was a statistician here at the University of Washington, Tacoma, who was a member of the minimum wage task force that tried to determine this. There's been state data used. There's been other data used from the Census Bureau, for example, and none of them can describe both the universe of people who live in Tacoma and the universe of people who earn their money in Tacoma. And so it's really difficult to say.
Will there actually be two distinct measures on the ballot?
There won't be. The way the ballot is structured, it asks a two-part question, and it first asks voters whether or not either of the measures should be enacted. And then the second part is which of the two should be enacted. So it's conceivable that a person could vote no, they don't believe that either measure should be enacted, but they also could make a choice in the second part of the ballot. Should there be a minimum wage increase, what level should it be at?
Kathleen Cooper is a staff writer with the Tacoma News Tribune.